The Winklevii aren't suing me for intellectual property theft. They are suing me because for the first time in their lives, things didn't work out the way they were supposed to for them.
All right, there's Jesse Eisenberg playing Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg in the weekend's big box office hit, The Social Network. $23 million is what it took in over the weekend. Now that's a drop in the bucket compared to the $1.something billion that Zuckerberg is worth, apparently. But it does say a lot about our world that the biggest movie right now is about an awkward Harvard computer engineer and his friends. Right, Jim Colgan, takeaway digital editor?
That's right. And yeah, last I read, Zuckerberg is actually worth about $6.9 billion.
Oh, excuse me. I didn't mean the 1 point something. Six point something, almost 7 point something. Well, you went to a screening in New York of this movie with a bunch of techies, more than 300 tech entrepreneurs just this weekend, right?
That's right. And the screening, it was held by, it was a group called the New York Tech Meetup. And there are about 15,000 members of that group. It's a meetup here in New York. And they meet up every week just to sort of talk tech and look at other start demos from other startup companies. And they were so excited about this movie coming out that they rented an entire movie theater, a screen, in Midtown Manhattan for about 300 people. And there were bloggers and other tech folks. And I spoke to them afterwards to get their thoughts on the movie. And here's that now.
I thought it was interesting. It was an interesting film beyond the story. I feel like a lot of us already knew the story.
I thought it represented Zuckerberg as a really tough guy, which you don't usually get.
Facebook or not, Mark Zuckerberg or not, I thought it was hilarious. I got really bored and I went on Facebook.
Okay, so that last person actually didn't like it at all, but she actually wasn't a techie. She was just there because her boyfriend was an entrepreneur.
Still, I guess I'm not surprised that people were posting on Facebook and probably tweeting during the movie.
Yes, posting, checking out her Facebook account during the Facebook movie. And I did the same thing, too. I mean, I didn't really post, but I followed. And there were people, like, posting the lines from the movie that they loved that sort of struck them right away. And there was one guy who had the handle. His name was Hyperforce. Here's some of what he said. First one was, watching the Facebook movie with the internet. It's nerd porn. I love it. And then after he says, Facebook movie was awesome. Must see for our generation, especially nerds. And then later on that night, I feel real good. Why don't I go out more often?
So why is this, don't I go out more often?
A good question from one of the self-identified nerds, maybe. But is this movie then really, as it's been called, a story of the triumph of the nerds? Or is this really a generational divide? I mean, it seems like older folks aren't as excited about this film. Younger folks who get Facebook, understand it, live on it, very excited.
Well, clearly this movie was, you know, appealed to nerds, but $23 million also appealed to everybody else. But here's who, one guy, an entrepreneur named Ben Fisher, who I spoke to right after.
Being an entrepreneur, you know, my spine tingled a few times, and I really expected Mark to be vilified, and, you know, that he didn't come across that way at all to me. What I observed was stuff that I've seen in my own life, and I think there's something to be learned from a movie like this, even if it is fictional.
So we actually thought the Mark Zuckerberg portrayal was something to almost admire, which is very different from if you read David Carr's column in the New York Times today about older people who sort of look down on him and say, you know, young people can't be like that.
Well, Facebook, writing the legacy of Facebook and its creator. You know, on Facebook, your legacy is written in seconds. Maybe this one will stand the test of time. That's Takeaway digital editor Jim Colgan. You can read more of Jim's account of that evening. Click on the blog at thetakeaway.org. Jim, thanks.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.